example of the neophyte class is Maharaj Dhruva. So you've read this paragraph?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything more you want to discuss on this?
A lot of people discuss on this thing, you know. We discuss about Dhruva Maharaj and Gajendra, now we want to discuss about these four Kumaras, you know.
Okay, let's just have a quick look at this. An example of the neophyte class is Maharaj Dhruva. He was in need of his father's kingdom and therefore engaged himself in devotional service to the Lord. Then in the end, when he was completely purified, he declined to accept any material benediction from the Lord. Similarly, Gajendra was distressed and prayed to Krishna for protection, after which he became a pure devotee. Similarly, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanatkumar were all in the category of wise saintly persons, and they were also attracted by devotional service. A similar thing happened to the assemblage in the Naimisharanya forest headed by the sage Shonaka. They were inquisitive and were always asking Suta Goswami about Krishna. Thus they achieved the association of a pure devotee and became pure devotees themselves. So that is the way of elevating oneself. In whatever condition one may be, if he's fortunate enough to associate with pure devotees, then he very quickly is elevated to the second class or first class platform. So we discussed about the neophyte, and we discussed about the three platforms of devotional service. Can anyone remember what these three platforms of devotional service are in terms of first class, second class, and third class, and how they're categorized here in Nectar of Devotion? Who can recall? Did you discuss this today?
No,
you didn't
review.
Okay, well let's have a look at these three classes then. Just to recap, who can say what are the symptoms of a first class devotee, according to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Okay, well you can cheat. You can look at page 29.
He lacks body in reading all the scriptures, you know, and he knows the control of the scripture as well, and he can put for the argument on the basis of the scriptures as well.
Yes, he's expert in explaining and being able to convince others on the reason and argument given in the revealed scriptures. He's learned in the scriptures, it's described here. He's expert in the study of the relevant scriptures, okay? He's also expert in putting forward arguments in terms of those scriptures. So these are very interesting qualifications. He can very nicely present conclusions with perfect discretion and can consider the ways of devotional service in a decisive way. Not just it may be like this or it may be like this. This is clear and straightforward. And he understands perfectly that the ultimate goal of life is to attain the transcendental loving service of
Krishna.
He understands this perfectly. So there may be so many other considerations that people will get into, whereas other people will have this issue and that issue and the other issue and this dharma and that dharma and this yogi and mantra and tantra and whatever. The pure devotee, the someone who's first class devotee, he knows that the ultimate goal is pure devotional service to Krishna. Everything else is incidental. And he knows that Krishna is the only object of worship and love. So Arjuna, he had a few different ideas on the battlefield. He was thinking that actually, I should not be sinful by killing my relatives. I should be I shouldn't destroy the family tradition. He had different ideas about what he should do. He was thinking that I don't want to spend my life in hell, and I should really rather be killed without even picking up a weapon on the battlefield, rather than risk all the sinful activities and the sinful reactions I'm going to get. But Krishna kicked out those ideas, and Arjuna became very clear that the real business in life is to focus simply on pure devotional service to Krishna. And so he agreed and said, all right, I'll kill them. I'll kill my family, no problem. Do like that. Because this is what Krishna wanted him to do. You kill the whole lot of them. Krishna told him, "No one here is going home. They're all dead. You know, so you just do your business and fight. You do it for me." So this is the pure devotee, the first class devotee. The first class devotee, is explained here, is one who has strictly followed the rules and regulations under the training of a bona fide spiritual master. So, which implies that if we want to actually become serious devotees, we have to agree to be trained by a spiritual master and strictly follow that training program. Just like, if anything, if you want to become a marine, you have to strictly follow the training program, and then you get the qualification at the end of it. But you have to have an instructor, and you have to follow his guidance. If you want to become successful in what you do, even in the material sphere, you have to take some education and some guidance. But especially in spiritual life, Krishna's instruction is tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. He says you have to approach a spiritual master, you have to render menial service to him, beginning with, what menial service can you render to a spiritual master? What two things can you use to render service to a spiritual master? Beginning with? Ears. This was Shakespeare's principle. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Use your ears in hearing about Krishna. Because if we hear from a devotee of Krishna, then we become purified. So this is how we begin our service, just by the ears, and then after hearing, then we speak what we've heard. And then after hearing and speaking, we automatically starts to sink in. Oh, Krishna, yeah. It becomes very solid and fixed. So anyway, this, and also this first class devotee, he sincerely obeyed him. In accordance with the revealed scriptures. If one obeys half-heartedly or in a shallow way, this is not very effective. We find examples in our ISKCON movement of devotees who've not really come up to the mark, they've deviated, they've done their own thing. There was the issue when the famous, you may have heard of this, the Gopi Bhava Club came about. One person who I used to know quite well, he was involved in that. And the devotee said, but Prabhupada, he's very sincere. And Prabhupada said, if he's not following my direction, he's not sincere. You said he was sincere, but why is he not following my direction? So if someone's actually sincere, they have to agree, yes, I will follow the order of my guru and learn how to serve the spiritual master. So now, finally, thus, this is the definition of first-class devotee. And so if you think about Srila Prabhupada, when you see this, thus, being fully trained to preach and become a spiritual master himself, he is considered first-class. So he's fully trained to preach. And the first-class devotee never deviates from the principles of higher authority. And he attains firm faith in the scriptures by understanding with all reason and arguments. So if you listen to Prabhupada's classes and some Prabhupada's discussions he had, there are so many conversations where Prabhupada, he explains to people about Krishna consciousness. And when they argue, Prabhupada defeats them very nicely. If they're sincere, they agree. And if they're not sincere, they just make argument after argument after argument and just skirt around the issue instead of just finishing up one point and admitting, yes. You ever had this in a conversation? You ever heard Prabhupada in a conversation with someone where, you know, they've just, you know, brought up this point, and instead of listening to the argument, the answer, they just say, well, what about that point? And what about this point? And what about that point? You know, but they never actually... There's no point in their arguing, asking questions, because they're not prepared to accept any answer. So someone who's not prepared to accept an answer when he asks the question, better you don't ask, because this is useless. This is not the approach. Pariprashnena sevaya. So there must be, what is that? Is that pranipat? Okay, so pranipatena means? Okay, and pariprashnena means submissive inquiry. There has to be submissive inquiry. Submissive inquiry means if I ask, then I accept what you say. If you're not prepared to accept what I say, then don't ask. You know, waste of time. There's no mileage in accepting a spiritual master unless you're prepared to accept what he says. If you're not ready to accept what the spiritual master says, then it's meaningless taking the guru. So when someone actually takes a spiritual master, then if you accept a spiritual master, if you come to that point, that means you're ready to accept what he says, and you're ready to render menial service without argument. If you start arguing, then you're not ready to accept a spiritual master. So therefore, in spiritual life, we have to actually be situated in being trained up how to accept a spiritual master. Sometimes people say, well, how do I find a spiritual master? The first thing is, how do I become qualified to accept a spiritual master? If we become qualified to accept a spiritual master, then Krishna will arrange, yes, you can have spiritual master. But until we become qualified to accept one, we may have to do quite a lot of looking and guesswork and so many things. But the time comes when we decide, yes, I have a problem, I'm in a distressed condition, I need spiritual guidance, I know what I'm looking for, and that is someone who knows the science of Krishna, and I'm ready to take direction from such a person to help me progress and learn what is my eternal relationship with Krishna. So then when we're actually qualified, then it becomes rather more obvious who is such an appropriate person who can actually guide us. Is that okay? So this is first-class devotee. Better take a spiritual master who's a first-class devotee. And then we'll be able to make better progress. So these are things. And Prabhupada says here, when we speak of arguments and reason, it means arguments and reason on the basis of revealed scriptures. We're looking at the top of page 30. The first-class devotee is not interested in dry, speculative methods meant for wasting time. In other words, one who has attained a mature determination in the matter of devotional service can be accepted as the first class devotee. So any questions or comments or thoughts about that? It's very interesting because we've discussed this issue about who's the first class devotee for a number of weeks. But it's good to refresh our memory and understand it. And then we've discussed about the second class devotee. He's been defined by the following symptoms. Not very expert in arguing on the strength of revealed scripture, but he has firm faith in the objective. Not very expert and not always willing to put forward arguments. But the first class, he will always do. And the idea is that second class, he may sometimes fail to offer arguments and decisions on the strength of revealed scripture to an opposing party. But at the same time, he's still undaunted within himself as to his decision that Krishna is the supreme object of worship. So here we get symptoms. What are the symptoms of different levels of devotees? And if we want to understand these things more clearly, more thoroughly, then by reading Nectar of Instruction, we'll get more in-depth information because these topics are expanded on very nicely in the Nectar of Instruction to help us understand how to appropriately relate with other devotees and also how to see really where we're at in terms of devotional service. And because the thing is, we may or may not be able to understand in the beginning who is actually an advanced student. Just like you may find in school someone may be very, very popular amongst the other students. But that doesn't mean he's a very good student. It means he's very popular, but it doesn't mean he's a first-class student. The teacher will decide who's a first-class student, not the popular vote. Yes? So these things have to be understood. And so anyway, then we see the third class, which is described as the neophyte devotee. The neophyte devotee is described in this way. So then we can start to think like this. One whose faith is not strong and who at the same time does not recognize the decision of the revealed scripture. So he may say, well, I don't really believe in that part of the Bhagavatam. And, you know, Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita, but, you know, I got another idea. You know, this is a neophyte, at best. The neophyte's faith can be changed by someone else with strong arguments or an opposite decision. So he's not fixed in his determination like the second class or the first class. And unlike the second class devotee, who also cannot put forward arguments and evidences from the scripture, but who still has all faith in the objective, the neophyte has no firm faith in the objective. Okay. And thus he's called the neophyte devotee. Now we've been discussing the neophytes in this next couple of paragraphs, where the discussion is being about the four kinds of neophytes. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam janas sukritino jana arto jigyaso artati gyanicha paratashima. That the neophyte, Krishna says, four kinds of pious people begin to render service to me. So this is the beginner stage, when someone is approaching Krishna because they're desirous of wealth, they're distressed, they're inquisitive, or the searching for knowledge of the Absolute Truth. These are described here, as we're going to be discussing, as the neophyte devotees. They've got some interest and they're trying to find out, but the second class is actually firmly fixed in his determination that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we get a very nice insight as to what devotional service actually means and what, you know, having different levels of devotees is all about. Any questions or comments so far? Did we cover this ground already? We did. My apologies if I'm rehashing the same stuff. So please stop me if I'm just rehashing stuff. Okay. So the idea is, Prabhupada says, such beginners can be elevated to the second class or first class platform if they associate with pure devotees. So the essential program for advancing in devotional service is to keep the association of pure devotees. And how do we associate with pure devotees? That's a very good way. That's one way, yes. That way, by hearing those instructions, and as well as hearing the instructions, what else can we do?
Discuss them.
Discuss them, yes. What else can we do? We can try following the instructions. How about that? Rather than just discussing, well, I think it might be like this, I might be like that. Well, actually, we have to do it. This way we can associate. Because the spiritual master, he has two forms, Vapu and Vani. This form of the spiritual master, sometimes we can appreciate his presence and sometimes we can't. But the instructions are very, very solid. If we try to serve the spiritual master sincerely by following his instructions, actually we get the association of the spiritual. Someone who's sincerely following the instructions, not just hearing them, but actually trying to carry them out. So you see that Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the Western countries, whose instructions was he following? His Guru Maharaj. His Guru Maharaj asked him. So, and Prabhupada read in one of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's purports that the request of the spiritual master is actually his instruction. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj put it very nicely to Srila Prabhupada, that it will be good for you and for those who hear you if you go to the Western countries and preach in the English language. So Prabhupada understood, this is my Guru Maharaj's order. Therefore, I must do it. And he did it. And he became successful. This is one of the shocking things about Krishna consciousness, is if we just try our best, we can be surprised at what successes we can have. Sincerely trying our best can make the impossible possible. And this is something that we can talk about, but we can also realize when we sometimes get put in situations which are quite impossible. But we think, alright, well how can I try to do it for Srila Prabhupada? How can I try to do this service? Okay, let me just try my best. And when we find ourselves doing that, then we start to develop actual faith that yes, this process does work. Krishna is very kind. Whether the result comes or not actually is irrelevant in many ways. But the fact that Krishna sees, the spiritual master sees that I'm trying my best, that way I make progress. This is the secret of success in spiritual life. To please the spiritual master doesn't mean that you go up there and fan him or bring him a nice bowl of Srikhand. Very nice. But actually to please him means trying to follow his instruction, trying sincerely to follow his instruction. This is what it means by pleasing the spiritual master. This is the secret. To do what he's asking us to do. And so Prabhupada's saying, I've given you everything. It's all there in my books. This is what Prabhupada wants us to do, to study what he's saying and try to implement what he's saying. And in this way, we become successful, we make progress in our spiritual lives. But unless we study what the instructions are, it will be very hard to carry them out properly. Therefore, we have to read and carefully study what's in Prabhupada's books. And then we can know, yes, it's like this, it's like that. And we see what is the viewpoint of the spiritual master. Because supposing you're a company employee, yeah? Now, you can be doing your job, but unless you know what sort of outcome your boss is really looking for while you do your job to the best of your ability, then you may completely miss the point of what you're trying to achieve. If you're doing your job and you're stirring the milk because you've been told to stir the milk and it becomes beyond the cream stage and it becomes just butter, then it's not going to be any good for icing the cake because it's gone too far. Do you see what I'm saying? So you have to know what it is that he actually wants and try to give that that's actually required. I'm simply taking it because my own guru, Rasika, when I've been trying to mix the cream to do the cake and make it so it's whipped, I have to be careful that I don't go too far, otherwise the whole point of mixing the cream is pointless, because I've spoiled it. You see what I'm saying? So you have to know, you know, what it is that he actually wants, what sort of outcome is the guru looking for. So Krishna's explaining the outcome that he wants by us all studying these books, by practicing devotional service, is Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita, what I want is that people, having studied the books, not to become a bookworm, but actually to explain the science of Krishna to the other devotees. That's what I really want. This is what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. This is what I want, that we preach. And so the first class devotee, he's being properly trained, and he preaches. Because this is what Krishna wants. This is what the spiritual master is doing. And this is what he's training us so we learn to do as he is doing. And in this way assist him in his mission to get the results, not just preaching and turning people into zombies so they get fed up and walk away. But the idea is that Prabhupada was preaching in such a way to convince people about the science of Krishna so that they'll want to follow and practice and put into practice the science of Krishna in their own lives. This is first class devotee. So this is what all the training, all the studying is about, to learn the science of Krishna so that we can try and explain it to others to the best of our ability. Is that okay? Okay. So, shall we call a halt at this point in time? Are you all right? You haven't fallen asleep completely? You look a bit tired. Sorry. It's a warm day, and there's not much breeze. Okay. Any questions or comments before we wrap up? Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Panchatattva ki. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Gopaya Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namo Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nidhisesha Sanivari Pasti Tarish Ribol. Okay. Thank you very much. Haribol.
Thank you.